Leonard Bloomfield. He was an American linguist. He led the development of structural linguistics in the United States during the 1930s and the 1940s. Well, Leonard published a textbook called Language, intended as an introduction to the field of linguistics, in which he presented a comprehensive description of American structural linguistics. He also made significant contribution to Indo-European historical linguistics. As I can say, it is said that he was really known and really famous because of the contributions that he made to the Indo-European historical linguistics. So Bloomfield's approach to linguistics was characterized by its emphasis on the scientific basis of linguistics, adherence to behaviorism, especially in his later work, and emphasis on formal procedures for the analysis of linguistic data. The influence of Bloomfieldian structural linguistics declined in the late 1950s and 1960s. And why? Well, because generative grammar developed by Noam Chomsky came to predominate. So Bloomfield was one of the founding members of the Linguistic Society of America. So we can say that he was very recognized in the linguistic community. His earliest work was in historical Germanic studies, starting with his discourse and continuing contributing to Indo-European and Germanic phonology and also morphology. He emphasized the neo-grammarian principle of regular sound change as a foundational concept in historical linguistics, and when he was in his postdoctoral studies in Germany, strengthening his expertise in the neo-grammarian tradition. Okay, Bloomfield based his explanation of his linguistics in two positions. The first one is mentalism. It says that the linguistics facts must be interpreted and understood with reference to psychic phenomena. And the other one is mechanism, which refers to automatic learning, follow the behavioral trend. Like Saussure, he was interested in the system. The system will be language and not in the manifestation of language. So how we manifest language? Through speech. So that means speech. He has a particular interest in grammatical structure, and for that, Bloomfield proposed a description of the levels of language. He also helps with phonetic structure. And why? Or in what way he did that? Well, it's because he said that the significant forms of a language are made up of a small number of non-significant elements, the famous phonemes. Hence, the first thing to do is to recognize which sound constitutes a phoneme and which variants of that phoneme.